And a good Wednesday morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples. Education is our theme, as it is most Wednesdays on the show. And we'll get an update here from USD 383 in the first half of the show, Manhattan Christian College later on in the program. We welcome our guests here for the first half of the show, Eric Reed, Assistant Superintendent at USD 383 Manhattan Ogden Schools. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon.
And Board Member Katrina Lewison also joining us. Good morning.
Hey there, Brandon.
Pleasure to have you both on. School board has its second meeting of the new year tonight, and this one will have a lot of things going on. Pretty full agenda here tonight, and it's really the first real update we're going to get for how things are going in terms of in-person learning since that began a couple weeks ago. And I know we'll start things off with a work session on that tonight, Eric.
Yeah, we start the work session with our elementary site council reports. We generally do that in a separate meeting, but because of COVID, you know, everything changes, and so we're doing that a little differently. So we've got some of the principals coming to give reports on how that's going so far, and if it's anything like the previous site council reports for secondary that we did, there was a lot of questions at that time. Was, are you getting ready? What's going on? You know, how's everybody feeling about this? And now elementary will actually, you know, they're wade in the water, you know, knee deep into this. So I think it'll be a good discussion with those reps from the elementary principals. But, you know, overall, we've been back full on site with the families that chose that path. Hasn't been totally unscathed, but it hasn't been a train wreck either. So I'm grateful for everyone's hard work and the work of our community. People are out there working hard trying to keep our kids in school, and we really appreciate that.
Yeah, and I know that's been a constant theme here of the whole school year, a message that's not lost on anybody here. And Katrina, I know you'll continue to press that here as time goes on.
Yeah, certainly. I know in my household, I've got three kids in school, and they've been so excited to be united with all of their classmates. As in the first half of the year, it had been separated between two different groups. And so with so many more kids in school, of course, we have to remain ever vigilant. And everyone in this community has to do our part to keep the virus out of the schools. So just a reminder to everyone, we have to continue to wear masks. The masks are required in all of the 383 buildings and grounds. And then just basic health practices. We have to continue to do those things. Wash hands regularly. Keep your hands away from your face. Continue your social distancing. Don't get too comfortable. Any mass gatherings. We want to clean surfaces. And stay home if you're sick or if you have any of those cold or flu-like symptoms. These things are so important. And if everyone just does their part, then we can continue to keep kids in school, keep our staff healthy so that we can educate our kids, which is our primary mission.
Yeah, so important. And, you know, even in years past when we're not in a pandemic, it's always important to stay home when you're not feeling well. And I'm not sure it's probably a little hard to measure, but imagine there hasn't been a lot of spread of other illnesses in buildings this year in addition to COVID.
I think we've seen that a little bit, and I think that's a lot to do with the health practices where the flu hasn't run rampant as hard. It's still there, mm-hmm. You know, and there's been some flu cases that were non-COVID. That's definitely possible, and there's always strep and normal stuff going around, but it does seem a little less this year with that. But I echo what Katrina said. She's right on point. We can't relax just because we're back on site. We need to be extra vigilant in making sure we're doing what we need to do.
Absolutely. Well, it is exciting to see, you know, kind of a little bit more normality, or I don't know if that's the right word or not, but, you know, school getting kind of back to what we're used to here. And, you know, that can't happen without everybody's pitching in here. What would you like to hear from these elementary principals here tonight? Or what are you hoping to hear, I suppose? I'll start with you, Katrina.
Oh, I think it's always interesting when we can hear from our principals because they are the front line and they give us such a good window into what's going on. So top of mind for me are what are their concerns with bringing all of the kids back in person 5 days a week? I recall when we voted to bring them back, and as we've continued to have those discussions through November and December, one of the most important things for me as a board member was that feedback loop, that we gave our principals and all of our staff a good opportunity for them to continue to voice their concerns, because that's all we can do, is to hear their concerns and to act upon them so that we can continue to grow and improve and get better as an organization, as a district. So that's top of mind for me.
Okay. Eric, anything you're looking for in particular?
Well, on my end, I hope if they're having any issues along the way or problems to solve, I better be aware of them already.
Definitely.
I don't like hearing those problems at a school board meeting when we've had multiple meetings on how to do this. So for me, I hope it's rehash of some areas maybe they're struggling with, that we're all struggling with, to find those separation points or where they struggle separating kids. What are the most unsafe situations, and what are some areas we can do to try and help that?
All right. I know one problem that was identified here late last semester was just not having enough staff. How has that been addressed? Is it improving?
Yeah, that's been improving. You know, we hired, I think we had 16 new teachers go through orientation. And some of those were replacements, but some of them were just flat out new hires so we could spread out further. So, you know, we put a lot of effort into that. And I think we've seen it hasn't got worse as far as transportation, maintenance, custodial, food service has got a few more people in there. We tend to always turn over paraprofessionals over winter break because several of those are K-State students, and they change when they get their new schedule for this spring. So nothing outside of normal, but we've been able to staff a little better to where we can keep serving kids. Not where we want to be, but it's definitely going in the right direction.
Do you anticipate at the end of the semester there will be some maybe more retirements, maybe more than a normal year?
You know, I thought I would have already seen that so far, and it hasn't come that way. So to answer your question, honestly, the answer would be yes. I would expect that, but I haven't seen that concrete yet.
All right. Be interesting to see how that does impact the rest of the school year. Of course, the school board meets tonight. You have the regular business meeting at 6:30 following the elementary site council reports. And there's some good news that's going to actually come out of this meeting tonight. I think a lot of people are excited about that new elementary school in Blue Township, Oliver Brown Elementary, and some updates are going to be happening there.
Yeah. We're excited about that. And tonight, one of the pieces I think that's good news is we get to vote on the mascot for that Oliver Brown. So this was a great example of community input. And I think that we received over 400 responses for folks voting on the mascot. So I believe that the preference is that it is bison.
And that's got a lot of Kansas history tied to it there. And the colors brown and gold. I guess that makes sense with it being Oliver Brown Elementary.
There you go.
Yeah. Nice. That's nice to report on. Of course, the new school coming along real nice. I drove over there not too long ago, and it's looking like an elementary school now, Eric.
It is. You know, I see the designs, and I see it take shape, and you can see it a lot better. I think normal people can see that when they walk by now, and it's amazing how quickly they can put that up. But they've got some finishing brick up there. It looks really nice.
And there will be another purchase here, considered, I guess, here tonight, and that's for some equipment there, audio-visual. That, I guess, that's kind of a typical thing that you'd have for a school.
Yep. Yeah, projectors, things like that along the way. I think everybody expects that to be in the new school, so we're making those purchases now.
Gotcha. Yeah, and I think just to comment on that, as we have gone through these construction projects, of course, there are purchases that we have to approve along the way, and this is all part of the bond project. That, of course, there's purchases that have to come with the new schools. And I did ask my daughter, who's an eighth grader, about that last night, and she said just one of our construction projects, of course, was the middle schools. And she said, the new library is so awesome. I love the new lights. I love the new furniture. I love the new layout. And so I think that that's really exciting to hear that firsthand feedback from the users of the school and the equipment who have the opportunity to take advantage of our bond project. So I'm so thankful that this community was able to pass the bond and improve our schools.
Yeah, and we're really starting to see a lot of that come to fruition across the city. I mean, I drive by the early education center there on Kimball all the time. I know I have a little one that we may send to preschool next year, not sure, but she likes the playground equipment driving by that. And I know a lot of kids are enjoying that right now at the preschool.
Yeah, for sure. And any student gets to go to one of our preschools will have, of course, an amazing experience, amazing educational experience, and now the facilities to match.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're speaking with Katrina Lewison, Eric Reed here. USD 3D3 has a school board meeting tonight. We're previewing that. And we're going to take a quick break, come back with more in just a moment here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN.